Blog Talk Radio.
Your reading's a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. How about we are in the middle of devotions? We are doing such a great job. We are at day 20. You know, this has not been the easiest of fasts. You know, I still have to practice. I still have to be mindful that I'm fasting. I have to, you know, let's do dinner. I'm like, oh, you just said a word. I'm ready. Let's build. Let's wait. I said, I'm in the middle of devotion. I'm not eating out. Can I wait? Can we put this off? Yeah. Okay, good. So I'm like, I still have to be mindful that we're doing something, but it's like the more priority I give my fast, the more blessings, the more ready, the more whatever. It's already the blessings are spinning around so quickly. I'm like, oh, okay, just like that. And then it happens. So I feel great. I feel great in my body. I feel great in my mind. I feel great in my spirit. So it's like this is what the full-time goal is. This is what happens when I take my fast past my fast. You know, so right now, under God's obligation, I am pushing back fast food. I'm pushing back the soda. I can't believe it. And the fruit juice, oh, my goodness. I'm pushing all this back. Water, coffee. I'm streamlining my day because I know I have limited energy. So I'm, like, not trying to do a million and one things. I'm trying to do three things. Well, and so as I'm looking and seeing the results, I'm like, man, I wonder if I can do this for myself, you know what I'm saying? I wonder if I can take this good, positive energy that I'm feeling and then take it and say, hey, I want to move this energy forward. I want to see what I could do, just me, myself. You know, I was speaking with my mother, and I was talking about the fruit juice. And then she was like, well, you know, Mama Seven, she was called Mama Seven. How much juice do you drink? You know, I said, oh, I want the carton. I want the whole carton for myself. So she's like, maybe 3 or 4 ounces. I said, no, not ounces, the carton. When I go to the store, this is my carton. This is Talib's carton. This is Solomon's carton, my carton. And so not only am I taking away from this a new sense of how good your body can feel and how good your spirit feels and how good you feel, I can also take away from this the idea of what moderation can feel like, because I haven't had any fruit juice in days. Today's been May 20. So why can't I just have half a glass? You go from zero to needing the whole carton? Not really. If you haven't had any, then any little bit would taste good, right? So, you know, I don't know. Maybe I don't have to say no entirely. Maybe I can start with, you know, just a half cup of fruit juice, particularly pineapple. You know, there's so many lessons that can be had right now. We just have to go through the process. Just go through the process. Pay attention to what you feel your body doing. I have not slept so good. You know, pay attention. You know, you may be sleeping good and not even paying attention to it. I have been sleeping so good straight through the night. And I'm like, you know, I am, everyone who's done retreat with me knows, I'm up and down. I go to bed late. I wake up early. And, you know, sleep is just not that restful. So I get up. No. During this fast, I have been sleeping hard and then waking up feeling so rested. And so I can get up and do radio and give it all the energy that I'm feeling because I had a great night's sleep. So all of these things working in my favor, I know it. It's working in my favor. It's building me up. It's encouraging. It's enlightening. It's all these wonderful things, right? I remember we did a show. It had to be maybe 2 years ago with the Sister Mayotte. Oh, such a beautiful, gentle sister. And we were speaking about kindness and the simplicity of it and the benefits of it. And so as we were speaking, she laid a jewel on me that's still bouncing around in my head. And, you know, she said, kindness is a choice. We can choose to be kind, you know. And then from there, me and I was speaking with Sister Unique, I said, how much of our existence is a choice? You know, sometimes we'll feel, oh, I have to. Oh, I'm forced. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And then I'm like, man, what if we chose to experience love in any and all spaces? Chose to enjoy life no matter the limitations that may be around us? What if we chose to see the positive and the good in everybody and really work to develop that positive aspect of them? You know, and so as we go through life, and it's so very important, especially that spiritualists have this ability to see. You have to be able to see your choices because you're actively making them. So if you want to actively make them in good energy and good efforts and good everything, you have to make that choice. I was speaking, and last, you know, before I get into our fabulous topic today, I was speaking to my little one yesterday, and as he was going to work, and he's frustrated with a particular person, and, oh, they're disrespectful, oh, they're rude, there's this or that. And I had to explain to him, I was like, okay, do you benefit at all from this particular experience called work? Do you benefit? And he was like, yeah. I said, well, what are your benefits? And he named the things that this work provided for him that he enjoyed. I said, okay, are the benefits bigger than this challenge? You know, because this challenge, you know, let's really look at what the challenge is. It's just irritating. You know, he's not being disrespectful to you. That it's just irritating. And so we had to really look at this issue. I said, okay, so he's saying little quirks, but can you choose to not listen? Can you choose not to give that any energy? I just wanted him to see, do you have the ability to? And he was like, of course I can. I said, okay, we'll let it go. And of course, he's looking at me like, he's trying to be like, I know what his words are, but Mama, it's not that easy. I know. It's not as easy as those words, but it's not as difficult as what you may already have in your mind. You know, oh, but Mama, what about? And he just sat there looking at me for a minute. And he said, okay, I'll try. I said, that's all. And then when I picked him up, he was like, much better day. I said, you're choosing to have a better day. I promise you, that day was already etched in stone. Now, how you interpreted it, that is the question. So as you go through your day today, this day has already been done. It's already been written in the book. Now, how you respond, how you interpret it, how you feel about it, that's going to make the difference. That's your chapter. That's your part. That's your role. That's the grade you're going to get from all the tests that are going to show up today. But this day's already done. Now we have to go out into this world and do, take the test. Take the test. What's the test going to be? Are we going to get caught up in the same old things that we've been getting caught up? Are we going to choose to intentionally make a different decision, which is going to get us a different result, which will get us a higher grade? So when you sit in that classroom and a teacher hands you the test is already made. You understand? Now we have to go in, write our name on that test, and do it to the best of our ability. That's this whole day. That's this whole day into the night. That is the, that is everything. It's the completeness of it. You see? So, I hope everyone spends that time intentionally making positive choices. And then we're walking to such a great topic, men and spirituality. As everyone knows, a wonderful approach. We leave this door open. Two categories. One for our children. These millennials need our support. The world is actively attacking them. We've got to spend the time supporting them, giving them a little priority because they need it, period. If you don't have a millennial in your life that you're checking in with, get you one. Get you one. They need it. If you don't know the words that you share, of course, guess what? The words I share with my millennials, all of them, I promise you, their mothers have said two or three times, that's not the point. That's not the point. They need our support, and they might need you to share that same information. We're saying the same things. We may actually use the exact same words, but that additional support for them is everything. And then the second category, that we leave that door open, we hope and pray, and we leave that door open for our men, folks. We need those men. They are our balancers. They are our protectors. They are our encouragers. There's so much that the men provide. And not only in support of us, they have their own roles to do as well. There's so much that men provide our communities, our women, our children. They have an active job and role. In the last, 2 years, men stepping it up. They are stepping it up in this arena of spirituality. They are stepping it up in their responsibilities and accountabilities. Amen. And, you know, not saying that men haven't been there, but they're allowing themselves to be a lot more visible. You know, we just came back from Tampa, man, I think it was, 30 days ago, 35 days ago? We just coming back. When I say wonderful approach, we stay busy. We stay busy. So we just are coming back from Tampa, and I think there were 4 or 5 men there. The group wasn't even that big, but we had that many, and the men were there. None of the men were, and when I looked at it, I was like, none of the men are getting work done. They just here to be here. They just here to lend support. And when I say they're moving chairs, doing this, pulling that, I was like, oh, okay, get it. Pulling, dragging water all over the place. I mean, and they were helping in ways and places I don't even think they were prepared for. I don't even think they knew all that was required of them. They were just there, hey, he said, come, I'm here. He said, we working on this, so I'm here. And it was so incredibly fabulous to see the dynamics. And then, you know, for those that didn't have partnering there, the men were just there to be support to the group. So they were open. They weren't being bougie with each other. You know, it was such a fabulous experience. And these are men that don't have a spiritual background. they may have an understanding of this aspect of religion and that aspect of religion, but they did not come from spiritual houses. They came from their house to come be supportive and to come provide protection on the road and all of the work. Oh, my goodness. It was so incredibly beautiful. And when I say they were, oof. But anyway, I have to bring this up because I want you to understand that men do God differently. So the way that women work with God, men work with God differently. So if you don't see them doing it just the way you do it, it's still okay. They operate differently. These millennials, oh, my God. So whenever I do readings, what do I tell my millennials? I tell everybody, get pen and paper so you can write it down. Figure it out. What do my millennials always say? Oh, I'm going to take notes on my phone. That's not pen and paper, baby. It's not. And it usually never works. But I encourage pen and paper. But it's not a requirement. I bet you next time they'll bring pen and paper when they lose that first reading and they can't remember. Oh, but Mama Seven, what did you say? Where's your pen and paper? That's what I said. Men are just the same. They're very, very different in the way they acquire information. They're different in the way they want to experience God. They want to experience God. You know, they may have this desire to experience God in a very physical way. You know, for a lot of men are, of course, they're very visual creatures. So they may want to see those aspects of God that they're not accustomed to seeing. They're not accustomed to eyeballing. So it's like, you can't see it, though. You know, that's part of the test. So even in spirituality, men have different tests than women. That's because they have different jobs than women. They have different roles. It's amazing. You know, one example I can tell you, and I love the example, but, you know, we are protectors as well. We have to protect ourselves, and we're set up to protect the children. And how do you protect a child? You know, children are wily. But, you know, the first couple of years of their life, you can demand that they come to you. You know, you can hold them. You can, men are poised to protect the women and the children. Women are wily. That's a whole adult. How are you going to protect something you can't even control? You can't tell her to come sit here. She'd be like, what? I'm not sitting there. I don't like that angle. The sun's going to be in my eye. I'm not doing it. So, so men have a task of trying to protect something that you can't control. How do you do that? So their job is very, very different. Depending on the male-female roles in a household, the father has a different job with the child. You know, I've seen men, they're either very free and they allow the child to be wild and jump off the sofa and do things that the mother definitely would not, or they're very rigid. The child is, sir, yes, sir, and, you know, that's the energy that's coming with that. Either way, it's like, oh, my God, how are you going to make that work? This is why we have to give them space, because they don't operate the same way. Men don't operate the same way as women do, period. So we give that mass energy space. And when you see it, and when you see this energy, and this is male or female, you know, this is just kind of hitting me, male or female, when you see that energy and it's in a positive way, please encourage it. Encourage it. When someone has made a positive change in your life, when you see them and you be like, man, you know, they were the ones that really helped me to move forward and get a good understanding in life and blah, 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 encourage them. you don't know what a kind word does for someone. You don't know when someone knows that you can see them, when you have been, when you've allowed yourself to be visible to someone, it makes such a difference. It really does. Allow yourself to be part of that experience. Okay? Okay? All right, so day 20 of this fast, please, family, please understand that we got 10 more days to go. That's it. 10, and you can pop your collar on this. 10, and you can file this whole thing away. Devotions 2023, check mark. I'm done. I got it. I did it. I did what I said that I was. I was more successful in ways I didn't even think I could do. I was doing things that, you know, fruits, vegetables, and beans for 20 days. Yeah, I sit back and I'm just like, how you do that? How do you do that? I don't even know, but I have. And I feel great because of it. And that's not to say I haven't had my little moments where I'm like, man, I'm sitting there like, well, if I get the pineapple and chew it up real fast, does that still count as pineapple juice, you know? So, and, you know, if I got this fresh cantaloupe, you know, if I squeeze it, is that fruit juice, you know? So it's not to say that I haven't had moments, but those moments have been fleeting, and I've been able to really pray them away. And then also, I'm setting up my rewards now. What is going to be your big reward, you know? And I'm not saying, let's not go back to debauchery, you know, we're not going back into the wildness of the world, but there should be a moment of celebration, you know, even before we get to the water, May 6th. But there should be some sort of something that you do for yourself and be like, hey, I did this part for me, you know, I bought me, oh my goodness, bought me that dress. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. There's a particular restaurant you've been missing out on. Get it. I can tell you, I'm really waiting for my 4 ounces of pineapple juice. And I'm really going to wait for it. I'm going to make it something that I earn in this process. Okay? And so spend some time thinking about those things that you would like to earn for yourself. I can tell you, family, I am so excited about this devotion, this water, this everything. I'm so excited about it because I know the changes that this fast has demanded. Now, I sit here and I want to make it all nice and beautiful and neat. That's my desire. But I promise you, there's also been some very real foundation changes moving into this fast. I have seen foundations change. Now, let me tell you, family, when you have a house or building, structure, whatever, the foundation doesn't change. You can change the house. You can do this. You can do that. But the foundation has a certain level of capacity in which we're operating in. That's the foundation, right? I have seen foundations change. That means the very basis in which you were operating on, I've seen it change. And so when foundations start changing, and I've seen foundations get fortified, I've seen foundations have to be expanded because we thought we were building a 2,000-square-foot home. We're building a 4,000-square-foot home. You know, I've seen foundations have to be repaired. Foundation, I thought I could put this much weight on it, and I can't, so I have to repair the damage that's there. No matter what, this fast here has required more of people than ever before. You know, more time, more energy, more understanding, you know, more relevant changes and real changes. Not, you know, I'm wearing white socks, now I'm wearing pink socks. No, I'm talking about now I gotta wear pantyhose. Anyway, it's different. It's different. It's been requiring different things from us. We've had to stretch our understandings of good, bad. We've had to stretch our understandings of spiritual work. We've had to stretch our understandings every relationship. In almost every relationship, there's had to be a stretch and change and reevaluation, right? So allow this fast to continue pushing, pulling, adjusting, changing, whatever it needs to do for you. Allow the fast to continue doing that. If it is uncomfortable, like it usually is, understand we only have 10 more days after today, okay? So allow that to take some comfort in you. Allow yourself to know, hey, I am two-thirds away from the goal of being complete. So if it's been uncomfortable, and parts of it have, allow yourself that comfort. We're almost done. You should be able to see the picture that God is creating. You should be able to see and acknowledge the efforts and changes that God is requesting. You know, we should know what we're doing in our life. All right. Day 20. Moving into prayer. Father, Mother, God. Almighty God, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You hold all authority in heaven and earth. As I approach your throne of grace, I seek to give you the respect you deserve. I come before you acknowledging the areas of responsibility you have put in my life. You have ordained that I be the leader in my home. Amen, in my church, amen, and in my workplace, yes. I ask you to raise me up to be the best leader I can be this day. I bow my head and I bow my will to you today. By faith, I believe that you are bringing me the wisdom and guidance I need this day. Clear that I will cooperate with you as you bring my mind, will, and emotions into agreement with your plans and purposes. Amen, amen, amen. Remember, family, protect yourself, protect your fast.